Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Despite speculation, the Republican Party presidential nominee could be someone who wasn't even running this year due to the possibility of a contested convention. House Speaker Paul Ryan today laid to rest any idea that it will be him. Ryan announcing at party headquarters in Washington, he is definitely ruling out a presidential bid.
Count me out. I simply believe that if you want to be the nominee for our party, to be the president, you should actually run for it.
Earlier today, Ryan told a Milwaukee radio station the nominee should be someone who wants to be president. Contested convention is looking more likely as frontrunner Donald Trump may not collect the needed delegates in time to clinch the nomination. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he and Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland had a very pleasant meeting today in the Senate dining room. But as Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports, the Iowa Republicans still insist he won't hold confirmation hearings for Garland.
Senator Chuck Grassley says he and President Obama's nominee for the High Court had a friendly discussion over breakfast.
We discussed the Chevron case. We discussed the Administrative Procedures Act and deference that judges have to give to agencies. Things like that.
He says he doesn't think it's fair to discuss Garland's answers other than that Garland answered adequately. Grassley isn't budging from his position that, as he puts it, the people should decide who the next Supreme Court justice should be when they vote for president in November. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden.
Washington, D.C. has a new national monument today, a house not far from the Capitol that served as headquarters of a campaign for women's equality. NPR Scott Horsley reports President Obama announced the monument on a day that calls attention to persistent shortfalls in women's pay.
The monument is named for longtime activist Alva Belmont and Alice Paul, who helped lead the National Women's Party. President Obama says it will serve as a lasting reminder of the battle to win the right to vote for women and the ongoing campaign for social and economic equality.
I want young girls and boys to come here 10, 20, 100 years from now to know that women fought for equality. It was not just given to them.
Obama acknowledged that fight is unfinished. He notes working women still earn less on average than men do, though the wage gap has narrowed somewhat in recent years. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
In response to recent revelations about prominent individuals using offshore tax havens to hide their wealth, the European Union now wants thousands of multinationals doing business in its 28 member countries to show how they pay tax and make their profits. EU Taxation Commissioner Jonathan Hill announced proposals today that would force companies with more than $850 million in global revenues doing business with the EU to make those disclosures. On Wall Street, stocks posted some gains today. The Dow was up 164 points. You're listening to NPR. According to a Pentagon spokesman, airstrikes carried out by the U.S. this week in Somalia have claimed the lives of as many as a dozen militants affiliated with the Al-Shabaab extremist group. Navy spokesman says the strikes targeted militants believed to pose an imminent threat to U.S. personnel who are assisting Somali government forces in southern Somalia. The attacks are the latest aimed at the group, which also has ties to Al-Qaeda. A new study by the World Health Organization is finding the global economy would get a major boost if the world were to scale up treatment for mental health problems like depression and anxiety. NPR's Nurit Eisenman has more.
It's estimated that around 10% of the world's population suffers from depression or anxiety. In low-income countries, only about 7% of those people are getting treatment. Even in the richest countries, fewer than a third get care. And the toll on economies due to lost productivity has been well established. But this new study, published in The Lancet, is the first to estimate how much of a return the world economy would reap if it ramped up mental health treatment. The finding? Every dollar invested would yield $4 in better health and greater ability to work. Like that, it would take $147 billion over the next 15 years. So the study's release was timed to coincide with a conference in Washington where the World Health Organization and the World Bank are discussing how to make funding for mental health more of a priority. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
A rare newspaper printing of a journal George Washington wrote as a young man is sold at auction in New York for $173,000. The March 1754 printing from the Maryland Gazette going for well above the pre-sale estimate of $60,000 to $90,000 during an auction yesterday at Bonhams. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.